Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendair.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hope playing Tuluga.
All right, FIFA fans, let's do our recap and get right into the episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we found our heroes taken to the soccer field inside Petch's Purgatory. Facing down a team of lightning-fast quicklings, the Chaos crew took their positions to help free their new friend from his soul coin prison. Glebnor quickly took the form of a gooey Pele, while Tuluga got in goal, and Arendir and Theo went on defense to support Petch. The quicklings were no match for the speed of FIFA prodigy Glebnor, who zipped down the field to put the Chaos crew on the board. As the opposing team took the ball, Theo hatched a plan to play a little dirty, enthralling the crowd of astral Frenchmen. The combination of Theo's tricks, Arendir's slide tackles, and 20 gallons of well-timed water from Tuluga held off the quicklings long enough for Glebnor to score another goal. With victory in sight, the team worked together to push Petch up the field, allowing him to score the final goal and free himself from the clutches of his soul coin. We now find our triumphant heroes back in Petch's apartment, celebrating their victory and planning their next steps. All right, folks. You guys are all now inside Petch's apartment. You're all sitting around this little coffee table that once held all these soul coins that contained your friends, but now you guys have freed them. What would you like to do?
I could use a glizzy.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll get downstairs and get them rolling.
Yeah, I would like that, too. That'd be great.
Petch?
Yeah, man.
You might want to brace yourself for how everything looks down there. That squid face guy?
Yeah?
Really ruined everything.
No. He didn't ruin my display of fuzzy dice, did he? Petch runs out the door. You can hear him running down the stairs. Oh, hell, man, no, freak! He's just loudly yelling downstairs.
Hopefully he didn't look at the glizzy machine.
They ruined my glizzy machine!
Damn, we just fixed that.
Wow.
I got three men's left. I can, try All and right. fix it, but we'll see.
You think he saw the window?
Who put a 2x4 on my window?
I guess he did.
Yeah. Well, we tried our best. I mean, it's fine.
We could blame it on the squid guy.
Yeah.
I should show him this? Squelch.
Maybe we kind of don't show him the scary arm thing.
You know what? Show him the coin.
Oh, yeah. I bet he'll love that.
You guys go downstairs and see Petch is just standing in the middle of his destroyed little depot. There's freaking chips all over the floor. This sucks.
Yeah, I can't believe that squid guy did all that.
I hope you guys got him back for me. Totally killed me.
Oh, yeah, we did. And I hold up the soul coin that's now a necklace.
Okay. Screw you, dude.
Wow. Yeah, you want to flip it?
Yeah. Hold on. Idiot.
Gives you the coin back.
Petch.
Yeah. How's it going, man? What's up, Gleb?
What if I, take the form of a dust mop? Sweep up the Doritos with me, and I'll just, eat them.
Glebnor, you're so full of good ideas.
I know, right?
You want a job?
I could tell you're the brains of the operation.
Scrub definitely, mop. Right?
What?
And you guys see Glebnor turns into a big dust mop, and you can see Petch just pushes him up and down the aisles as he eats all the, crunched up chips on the ground.
No, that's so much junk food, my son!
He's a growing boy. He needs food.
Healthy food?
Thank you guys again for, saving my life and everything. That coin was not fun to be in. I mean, I was alone against those quicklings, and they were really going to rub the score on me.
Yeah, but, those French dudes seem cool.
The French were pretty excited. They loved you, Blibli.
Hey, apparently I'm great in France.
Yeah, you're big there.
He's big everywhere.
You're right, Arendir.
In all our hearts.
Arendir, I feel like I've said your name wrong so many times. Sometimes it's a bit, sometimes because I just forgot. But I'll never forget it now, because you saved my life. You're my buddy.
And they saved ours for the light of Bleebly.
That's right. Thanks, Bleeb.
Yeah, anytime.
So, what is you guys' big plans now? Did you guys end up getting the oil?
Yeah, we got the oil.
Oh, we got your oil.
We need your guys to come over and scoop it up.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, they'll use their hands and scoop it.
Why'd you say
why
that?
Why did you tell me they can do that?
I don't know.
It hurt me so bad.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I just send them out and they come back with it. I just assume they scoop, but it could be anywhere. They could might have buckets or barrels. I don't know.
Get those guys some shovels or something, because that really hurt my hands.
Oh, my little. Your tendrils?
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to my earth elementals. Maybe I can work on getting them like a wheelbarrow.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. How fast do you need that oil?
I mean, I was just going to give it to you guys. It's free oil.
Oh, sick.
For life that he forced upon us.
Oh, yeah.
No going back now, Glebnor. We made a deal.
I'm not trying to.
You got
to
take it.
All right, I'll take it, but only if you fix up this new car we got.
You guys got a new car?
Well, yeah. We kind of, you know, took it from the squid face who killed you.
He killed you. What were we supposed to do? So we had to kill him.
We killed him, and then now we're going to steal his car.
Yeah. Kind of add insult to injury. I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Which I've heard killing can be bad sometimes when someone doesn't follow.
Yeah, aren't you? Yep.
Which is new to me. This is a new concept.
Well, we're all learning a lot today. That's good.
We're working on it.
It's still very weird.
Where's his car at, though?
Oh, we pushed it into the garage.
Oh, sweet. It probably shouldn't be that bad to fix.
He walks over and rolls the door of the garage up.
Oh, man, this thing is fucked up.
Yeah, I punched it real good.
I could tell there's a huge crab claw like imprint in the side.
Oh, that's not even the end of it. He flipped the whole thing over.
Yeah, man. I punched it and it flipped.
You flipped the whole thing?
Yeah, I punched it.
Is it okay
it
for
flipped.
Cars to flip?
Oh, my blood.
Not
my
usually, Glebnor.
So
no, this thing is crunched. Oh, man. And it's so weird. And what kind of weird mind flare tech is this stuff?
Can you just get that crab off the back?
Oh, I don't know. That might be integral to the vehicle. What if I fuck it up even more?
The crab is integral?
I don't know, man. This is some weird tech. I'm used to dealing with, you know, doom buggies, scooters, like mini motorcycles, like the tiny ones.
Wait, you got those?
No, I don't, but I fixed them before. A Honda Civic.
I'll keep an eye.
You know.
Wait, what? 18-wheelers?
18-wheeler, yeah. We just did our first one yesterday, so that went pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be kind of outside my skill level. But I got a buddy you guys can talk to. He's a good guy. He's way smarter with the technology stuff. His name's Gertie. He lives in Bacali. You guys heard of that place?
Yeah, I got to go to college there.
Oh, there's lots of college. It's a big old wizard city. But yeah, you guys will like Gertie. He's fun. He makes crazy contraptions, and he likes to put dangerous weapons onto vehicles.
Oh!
I like that.
You guys seem excited about it. Okay, yeah. You guys will like Gertie. He's a turtle, too, so he's fun. Oh, he's got a big shell. He always wears these crazy goggles because his vision's bad. But yeah, he's a fun guy.
Does he also have glizzies?
You know, I don't really know about that, Arndir. I don't know what the diet is of a turtle. It might include tube meat, but who knows? I think it's usually like algae, fish.
He kind of looks over to Luca nervously.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. Maybe he's vegetarian. I've never gotten dinner with him.
What do you mean?
That's on me.
Do you have any lettuce?
I mean, I don't. I got kale chips.
Yeah.
It's kind of like lettuce.
Can we have some of those?
Yeah, sure. You guys saved my freaking life.
We should bring the chips, Daddy.
Why? Why is everyone looking at me so concerned when we brought up he's a turtle?
I don't know. He just has a very strong jaw, and, you know, I don't want him to bite you.
Why would he bite me?
Because, you know, turtles and fish.
Fish?
Yeah, like they eat the fish.
Well, yeah. I eat fish.
Oh, okay. Okay, Theo.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I could tell you were concerned. I was also concerned.
Yeah,
fine. He eats the fish. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You know Theo. He always gets so nervous.
Oh, God. Wait, how do you know his name?
Oh, yeah. I mean, haven't you guys ever called Bleebly? Yeah,
pretty
maybe,
sure.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think
maybe
so.
I'm just really...
I'm honestly, no
well,
idea.
You know what it was? He had a fun little name tag on his soccer uniform. It was on the back.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was his name before he ascended.
Yeah.
Retcon!
I can never remember who knows what name in this funky little universe of ours.
Well, okay. So, I mean, we'll get you guys stocked up. I can help you guys maybe. I guess we can kind of push this hunk of junk back onto your truck and you can kind of just drive it over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got all kinds of space in the back now, huh?
Oh, yeah. You guys, what happened to your tenants?
What? Who?
Your little hermit crab buddies.
Never heard of them.
I talked to them with you the other day.
They're gone now?
What?
Don't worry about it.
Oh my God, were they evicted?
Oh, no. Okay, that's
yes.
Did they break their lease?
Yes.
Crazy.
And I sorted it.
And if any of them come looking for them, we haven't seen them.
Okay.
Who would come looking for them?
They're a hive mind.
The bone wave?
Some more crabs?
Maybe.
A wave of crabs, yes.
So if I see...
Do you have an outfit that covers all your skin?
Wait, hold on. Say that again. like a leotard or a jumpsuit?
Yeah, like some kind of jumpsuit that also has a hood mask and gloves.
Like a hazmat suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I do have a hazmat suit.
You're going to want to put that on.
One time, Eric Cockra came to the depot, and he had to use the bathroom like immediately. It was a mess in there. I had to get a suit so I could go in and clean. It took me all day. You know how hard it is to get guano out of the grout in the tile? It's hard.
I imagine it's indistinguishable.
Yeah, it's tough. Because at first you're like, man, this place is fine. And then you start digging around. You're like, that stinks. So, yeah, no. Yeah, I do have one hazmat suit from that one very specific time. The shit incident, I call it. So, yeah, I got you, dog.
So if you look out the window
and
you see a wave of bone crabs coming.
Sure. The bone wave.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
You put that on.
Okay, yeah.
Keep it handy.
I'll probably put it on and then hide in my apartment immediately because a wave of bones sounds scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Cool.
Just hide up there, play some FIFA. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the champion now.
You're damn right you are.
Yeah, you are.
Can't wait to go online and beat a bunch of children. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
That's quite a dream you have.
Yeah, man. Dream big is what I always say.
I kind of regret eating here now after hearing that story.
It was just in the bathroom and, you know.
He didn't take a dump on the glizzy machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely didn't.
And he wore a hazmat suit to clean it up.
Fecal particles float.
Why'd you say it like that, Pet?
Why do you so know so much?
Hey, Toluga, how about you don't worry about it?
What if I want to?
Yeah. So, yeah, let's get this vehicle on the AT-wheeler. Okay.
You see, Patch and the Earth Elementals help you guys lift this crumpled car and kind of slide it into the back of your truck. Luga hops out of the cab.
Father, how did it go?
Great.
I can see our friends are alive, so.
Yeah,
great.
It's super easy.
Wonderful.
Good to be alive.
Yeah, look at you, Arendir. Alive. With your whole body. It's great. Very happy for you.
Less killing now.
Oh.
A little different.
Good.
A little weird. I'm getting used to that.
Balance is important.
If you say so.
Me and Gorpor are playing tic-tac-toe down here.
Oh, who won?
Gorpor's pretty upset about it, but I beat him 7-0, so...
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Gorpor.
Well, I mean, tic-tac-toe after rocket science isn't really that difficult if you think about it.
Tic-tac-toe isn't about winning, it's about just making sure the other person can't win.
It's a child's game.
You might want to let him win at least once, make him feel good.
Wait, hold on.
Wonderful advice, but
maybe tic-tac-toe is in his game. You try checkers?
No.
And then you can hear Gorpor on the other side of the truck.
I don't want to talk about it!
He kind of scuttles by both of you, by the whole group of you.
Gorpor!
Hi! Hey. I'm getting in the back of the truck!
Okay. No more spiders.
I know! Well, I mean, you mean crabs? Yeah. The crab
situation.
They
were webbed up, so, you know, the webs made me think spiders.
No, I get it. Thank you, Luger, for cleaning the webs and for nothing else!
Gorpor, he's a little salty right now. It's okay, though, Father.
I'll try teaching him checkers. Maybe he's good at that.
Yeah, well, now we can work on it.
Oh, boy, this has been a pretty wild pit stop on our little adventure, huh, guys?
Yeah, I mean, we just stopped in for gas.
Yeah. Yes, my little metal friend.
I'm so happy now we don't have this weird lie between us, our dear.
Does Petch know, though?
I believe Petch is well aware.
I don't think
was
so.
Was Reggie in the FIFA?
Yeah, he was the manager.
He was the coach.
Yeah,
would have
been the coach. He wasn't the manager. We'll say Petch knows and is cool with it.
Petch seems cool with it and everything.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you guys got robots. I got Earth Elementals, you know?
But if anyone asks, Reggie is normal gnome.
I ain't no snitch. Take that to the grave, won't you?
Hell yeah, Petch.
Man, I'm really happy you guys came. Because if you guys hadn't showed up, I'd be dead. And also, my business would be failing. But now, the sky is looking good for me. All clean. All good. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's all coming up, Petch.
Yeah. Unlimited oil now?
Yeah. For you guys. Which is good.
Well, also for you. You can sell it, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Plus, your glizzy machine's fixed.
Oh, actually, it's pretty stomped. Bleebly, could I get, like, one more little miracle?
Yeah. I'll go over and mend it.
Thank you. Looks like a bunch of slurp got in the mechanism.
Yeah.
I mean, freaking stupid mind flare, dickhead. Make sure you flip that coin all the time.
Oh,
for
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And just flipping it on. I'm going to flip this one really hard. And you see him hold it and, like, charge up his thumb.
It flies into the air like 40 feet and then flies back down. You can very faintly hear the sound of a mind flare throwing up inside the coin.
He spun so many times.
Well, this has been a pretty fun time, Petch. Thank you for all your help.
Oh, hold on. Before you guys go, I'm going to send a little animal messenger ahead to Gertie. He'll meet you guys at the gates, because your big truck is... I don't know if the streets in Bad Cali probably aren't, like, you know, wide enough for it. But he's got a garage, so you guys can park it there. It'll all be good.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Don't Anytime. We need the oil, though? I thought we need the gas. That's why we came here.
We have the jug. We juiced into the jug. We can use the jug.
That just speeds up the truck.
Yeah. Oh, it
doesn't. We can use one of the coins.
We do have a whole bunch of soul coins.
But I thought Petch hated soul coins.
I mean, I'll look the other way, I guess.
Well, he doesn't have the oil right now. What else are we supposed to do?
How about this? You guys get to Bad Cali, link up with Gertie, and I'll send you guys some oil.
Hell
Once
yeah.
I get it refined and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You refine it? Such a big operation.
I should probably start refining it. Usually I just kind of like dump it into the tanks crude over oil. The list. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to crude, it is crude, my dude. He's, yeah. No, I'll be fine though. You guys will be fine. You got a Hellfire engine. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think usually like runs on like demon blood and stuff. It can take a little crude.
Little crude never hurt.
Little crude never hurt. Man, I should make a t-shirt.
Can we get road glizzies?
100% aren't there. Glizzies for the road. Okay, right, let me get cranking like on that machine, though, because it'll take a minute. Yeah, and you guys see, yeah, Petrus goes inside. After a couple minutes, comes out with a duffel bag full of glizzies.
That's so many glizzies.
Oh, it's like one of those fucking pizza bags that keeps them hot.
Yeah. Glorious.
This should fuel you for like at least 8 to 12 hours.
That's
so,
what you think. You
How long does it take to get the Bad Cali?
I don't know, probably like a day.
I guess that'll be enough.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I mean, what? I don't know, with your diet though.
So many
Do you
nitrates.
Guys have a bathroom on that truck? Because you
no.
might need it.
No.
You could pull over. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's a desert.
It's a desert.
Who go anywhere.
Yeah. Dig a little hole, cover with a rock. You know, what do you got to do? Well, you know, I kind of run out of cool things to tell you guys. So, you know.
Sure, Patch.
I suppose I'll just go play some FIFA and kind of go about my life.
Yeah. Take a break, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get a shipment of that oil over to Gertie by like, you know, like a day or two.
Hell yeah.
You guys will be all fueled up.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Resurrection takes a lot out of you.
Oh, you know it, brother. I mean, my back hurts.
Super fatigued.
Oh, my lumbar. I'm so used to my big comfy bed. It was weird just running. I hated it. Never again, though.
But you scored that goal, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a team effort. You guys really helped me fulfill my dreams. Thank you all.
That's what we're here for, buddy.
That's what friends are for, Patch.
I'm going to go lay down.
Okay. Right. Go fix that lumbar.
See you again.
Later, guys. See you.
Bye, Patch. Love you.
I love you too, Glebnor. All right. Well, you guys have your 18-wheeler. Pretty customized with crazy bullshit you guys have been putting on in the last couple days. In the back of the truck, you guys have your dune buggy and a very crushed up car. Gorpor is in the back. Where you guys like to put Luga?
Luga can't be in the back. Not after the tic-tac-toe incident.
It's too tense, Father.
Guys, Luga can't be in the back with Gorpor right now. He's really
Luga,
hot.
Can you give me some... some web so I can stand up on the top there and not fly off?
Of course. Just watch while I spool it.
God.
It's coming from my abdomen. Do you like that?
That is weird.
I'm kidding. Here you go.
It gives you like a little wrapped up piece. You could basically add like rope to your inventory if you already have it, but that's what it kind of operates as. We'll call it silken rope because it's fine spider silk.
Ooh. You can have... Luga in the cab with you. I'll stand up top, and if anybody comes up, I'll shoot them.
I'll go in the gunner seat on the side.
There we go.
Because I'll be in the front cab.
Perfect. R&D, you should probably drive.
I could drive, yeah.
You're a lot better at it than me.
Yeah.
Plus,
your feet are a little short.
They're so short.
Yeah. Can they stretch out? Like, can your servos stretch or anything like that? Like,
still,
I don't know how robots work.
You know, you'd think that'd be a cool feature, but it was not added, so... kind of stuck here, 3 feet. It's kind of I'm small.
How many years how old are you?
I think we're doing the math here, at least 700. So
you would think that they would advance.
I am due for an upgrade, tell you that much. It'd be nice to have a normal body. A big one.
Maybe when we get to Gateron, we can get some telescoping legs.
Oh, Well, a guy can dream, am I right?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys climb into your truck, take off into the deserts of Magria. Can I get some survival checks if you guys wouldn't mind? Arndir, since you're driving, you can do it with advantage.
19.
12.
Nat 1.
Thank God you're not driving.
18.
I'm reading the book.
I think for... So, Tuluga, where are you seated right now in the truck?
I'd like to be between Reggie and Luga with my rocket science book.
Oh, perfect.
Guys, can you help me figure this out?
Yeah, you nerds are up in front doing calculations, not paying attention to the road at all. It is no problem for you. Your guys are driving on actual roads, finally. So, with those nice high survival checks, you can see that, like, okay, at one point, Magri did have actual roads leading to its major cities. Can I get a perception check from Theo, since you are on top of the truck?
That's a 13. I'm rolling hot today.
Love it. with a 13, you can see, you kind of have your goggles on. It is kind of sandy still out here on these desert roads. As you look forward, you can see that you are coming to a like four-way intersection coming up ahead. Mm-hmm. And I think with the 13, what you mostly notice is that the road that was coming from the east is covered in like a layer of soot. But then, as you guys get closer, I'm assuming you guys are going to probably stop at this four-way stop. You can see that, I mean, you guys can blow through it. Totally up to you. What do you guys like to do?
I'd probably...
Is there a stop sign?
There is a stop sign.
I'd probably use the intercom thing to speak down to the cab and be like, there looks like there's some soot or something on the road. We might want to take a look. Toluga, you might want to use, you know, what? Luga's brain and figure out what that is.
I'll use my brain.
No, believe.
I was trying to go with the smarter one.
Should I stop, my lord? All right. Should I stop driving? All right, I guess. Yeah. Pull over, my lord.
Yeah, you stop at this four-way intersection. Can I get some survival or perception check from everybody? Whatever's higher for you.
9 survival?
11 survival.
18.
23.
Okay.
Damn.
With a 20
perception.
Perception. Okay, perfect. Was yours survival?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so... as you guys come to a stop, you can see that this like line of ash, it covers the road as far as you can see to the east. And it looks like wherever this ash source came from, they took a right and went north when they came here on the road you guys are traveling on. So you can see the ash is coming from the east, but then turns and goes toward Bad Cali up the road, just covered in ash. It's not. But I think with the 18 survival, you look down, Arndir, and you can notice that it's not just ash. The ground is covered in footprints and hoof prints. Lots of horses and people like were traveling through this ash, and even though the ash is kind of blowing all around, you can see like hundreds of footprints, as if a parade of people and horses came through this way heading north.
It looks to me that there was a big group of some type of convoy. Looked like they went through here.
Looks like they have an ash hole.
A what?
You could say that.
I would. They're just dumping ash.
Okay.
And with an 18 perception.
23 perception.
Oh, 23 perception, sorry.
How you dare you?
I'm so sorry. You have an 18 survival.
Boots they're wearing.
You look north up the road, and you can see there is like a cloud of dust. It's obviously from people that are marching. And flying in the air, there seems to be these like dotted figures kind of like circling this big procession. The 23, you can tell, these are massive moths that seem to be floating around and like ash is coming off of their wings.
Gross. I found the ash hole.
There's a bunch of ash holes up there?
Oh yeah, so much ash holes. And giant moths.
Giant moths?
Yeah, giant moths.
Do you see any little girl footprints?
What?
Why are they be little girl Son? Footprints, Glebnor?
Usually where there's a big giant moth, there's two little girls.
What?
Huh?
I'm not doing a Mothra arc. I'm so sorry, everyone at home. I was expecting a Mothra kaiju fight. Not yet.
Yet.
I only see horse feet. I don't see any...
Okay, no little girls.
Little child footprints.
So, theoretically, this moth is out of control and wild.
No, it's multiple moths.
Moths?
And yeah. You got an 18 survival, right?
Yeah.
I think one thing you also notice is there's lots of just footsteps of regular humanoids. There are a pair of very large footprints walking to the side of this big group that seem to be traveling.
Like a Goliath
human? Huge footprints. Oh. I would say like giant sized.
Seems like there's giant footprints in there as well.
What if we just run them over?
I was going to say.
We could do that.
Head towards the giant.
Yeah.
Get the demon lurker ready.
Well, hold on. I was joking I said run them over.
I just...
Just see if they're cool or not.
The demon lurker into
if
the
they're not cool, then we run them over.
Yes.
Yeah, Arendir, you... like to get a little bit of demon lurker.
Maybe someone else should drive outside of the...
It's too late.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll give it a whirl.
All right.
For
it's
safe,
like,
yeah.
It's like crank up the Magria radio.
What would be on Magria radio? It's a great question.
Equivalent of Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I think it's a little Ted Nugent.
Cat Scratch Fever's playing.
Yeah, it's Bat Scratch Fever. It's like a vampire band.
What, you're telling me Cosmo's not playing on the radio?
Full speed ahead, my lord.
All right.
So who's actually driving now? It's going to be Taluga or Arendir.
I guess me. They didn't want Aaron Deuter.
I don't want the killing crazed person to drive after we just said let's run them over.
I think I've killed more.
He is reformed.
I've seen the error of my ways.
This is the best way to test him.
Somewhat.
Is it?
I'm already going.
Taluga, you peel out and you guys keep heading north toward this giant procession. Taluga, can I get a perception check as you get closer?
The 22.
22. Hell yeah. As you get closer, the first thing is you hear the sounds of like drums and horns and singing.
War drums or happy drums?
It sounds pretty happy. It's like festive drums.
Good thing we let Taluga drive.
Oh man, these are some happy drums.
As you get closer, the sound gets louder. You look up in the sky and you can see these moths are sort of just spiraling around this massive group of people that are walking toward Bodkali.
This carnival?
As you get closer, it's like, you get such a high perception check, I'm letting you know what you see here. It seems to be that there is this huge procession of a mixture of dragonborn, kobolds, there's some gray-skinned orcs. A lot of these dragonborn, they kind of have like a golden tint to their scales, and they're all riding on horses, sort of surrounding this central group of people that are walking. As you pull up, you can see that the people in the center are all dancing, and they seem to be like praying and offering revelry up. And in the center of this group, there is a large golden dragonborn wearing this big saggy turban on his head. He has these long flowing robes. He's holding a big staff. The top of the staff, there is this kind of like arcane flame. And as you guys kind of... Now, are you going to try to pull up next to the procession or go behind it?
Could I get a hold of one of the golden dragonborns that's kind of behind?
Hold the...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to do that yet. They're playing drums.
Yeah, I think as you approach, you can see... one of these kind of dragonborn on a horse kind of looks back and sees you guys approaching.
And I lean over and I start rolling the window down.
Yeah,
I tip my cowboy hat. Howdy!
He kind of
switched to the trucker?
No, that's Reggie's.
Oh, you gave it to Reggie, sorry.
And then you got the mind flayer's bowler cap.
Yep. He kind of rears up on his horse to kind of slow down and goes to kind of ride next to you as you guys are following this big parade through the desert.
Hello, friend.
Hello, I'm just curious. This is the first I've ever seen this. What's going on?
It is a great celebration. The God of Fire has returned. We make our way to the temple in Bodkali to celebrate and offer our gold.
God?
Oh.
Yes.
Did you just mention a god? My plope.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I'm inside. I'm just going to push Taluga back a little bit.
Huh?
Which god are we talking about? Are we talking about the one and only true god? Bleebly?
No, friend! The Flame Mother! She has returned from the south!
I'm just gonna turn to Taluga. I'm gonna let you talk. I'm just gonna
try and
but yeah, I'm just gonna back off. I'm gonna back off. I'm just gonna start meditating.
Triangle breathing.
Into a trance.
Immediately trancing in the front seat.
Try not to listen.
Yeah, no, that's our god up there, Bleebly! The god of the bringer of the wet, slayer of the dry.
Oh, a day of gods then. Please join us. We make our way to Bodkali to the temple district.
Oh, you know, I play a very mean kazoo, but I'm not. It's a very acquired taste.
Please drive beside us. The Herald of Fire is doing his preaching now.
Oh, okay.
As you pull the vehicle up to the side of this big parade, you look in. You can see there's a lot of these like strange like fire newts that seem to be riding on these weird bird-like creatures. They have this like glowing orange skin. They're wearing these like ceremonial robes.
Are they in the air?
No, they're the big. They kind of look like big chocobos Raptors? Almost.
Oh, yeah, okay, ostriches. Sick.
They have like a kind of like a chicken face. These big, long, muscular, sort of like lizard-like feet. But the fire newts are kind of riding them. They're all waving at you guys drive by. I think Theo, can I get a real quick perception check as you look down on this like crazy procession of these fire worshippers?
15.
You can see that there are. At first, they almost look like goblins. But there are these like small kind of like naked looking goblinoid creatures that are completely on fire, and they're doing cartwheels and like little like flips amongst the crowd of these like fire worshippers. There is a fire eater human that is blowing big flames up into the air. And as these like little weird goblinoid creatures do like sort of cartwheels around him, you can hear now the herald of the Flame Mother begin his proclamations.
It is a glorious day! The Flame Mother has returned! We make our way to worship!
And, like, everyone, it seems like all these kobolds are going nuts.
I pull the horn then.
Yeah, all the kobolds start waving. And then the herald is like,
everyone, please stop, stop! We have new worshippers who have joined our procession!
Relax, calm down.
And this entire parade stops in the center of the desert. Theo, you're now covered in ash as these big moths are kind of swarming up ahead. It's all sort of raining ash on the whole crowd.
Just gonna, you need a little respirator up there?
Just gonna
what do
use
I look
my
like?
Fingers and...
Yeah,
you're fully gray. Just a big gray Glebnor on top of the of your 18-wheeler.
Yeah, gonna clean my goggles a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna... form a squeegee with my suit upon on my goggles.
You can see the herald is like, come, new followers, come forward, let me look at you, as they all stop.
We aren't new followers, but we're friends.
I'm here to observe.
We're here to celebrate with you. We may not follow your god, but a celebration's a celebration.
This large golden dragonborn, he kind of walks toward the truck.
A friend is as good as a follower in my eyes. I am Jakat. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. You know what? I like that enthusiasm.
Very firm handshake. His hand is very warm.
Oh my god, you're so warm.
Yes. What brings you to Bad Kali? Do you go also to see the Great Flame Mother and her return?
No, but I might now.
Who is this Great Flame Mother?
She has been missing for centuries.
Centuries, you say?
That's a lot. But she was recently seen in the sky, making her way to the Fire Temple.
How many centuries?
Let me ask, hold on a moment.
He looks around.
Sounds like a very absent god.
This ash-colored, like, gray orc walks up. He has a pretty long, droopy face. He has little glasses on, and he takes out a little stack of papers.
7 centuries we have waited for the Flame Mother's return!
Interesting. That's a long time, but she's back!
She is back, and so is our power of fire!
How do you know she's back?
We have heard reports! She flew from the south and landed in Bad Kali,
the
Fire Temple!
Like, how far south?
As far as the sea!
Yes. It could be,
Yep.
Yep.
Now
you don't look surprised at all that the Flame Mother has returned. Have you also been blessed with the gift of prophecy?
Actually, yes, I have.
Yeah, see my boy on the top here?
Yeah.
Yes!
He's a god.
He's Bleebly! God of guns, bringer of the wet, slayer of the dry.
Squasher of feuds.
God of the people.
This is a fortuitous day! 2 gods for the price of 1 parade!
Yes.
You guys are so friendly.
Yes, 2 gods.
Yeah.
2 gods.
He's working through some stuff right now.
I understand. It is hard to have followers. They have their own minds.
I know. You know, it's nice hearing that from someone. You know, I got thrust into this plop position, and all of a sudden I'm in charge of everything.
You look stressed, my friend.
Very.
How do you keep such a cool demeanor when you're in charge of all these people?
It is an exciting day. Everyone is very happy to go and pay homage to the Flame Mother, who has finally returned. Our fire powers have returned as well.
Daddy, fire powers.
Daddy,
we need sidebar.
We need some of this.
Some in celestial.
Sure.
He probably speaks.
Let's find out. Hey, you think this guy speaks celestial?
I say that loudly.
He's just smiling, looking at you guys.
Nice. We're in the clear.
Okay. Well, it's a sidebar, so it'd be rude if you into.
We need some of this.
Some of what?
This enthusiasm.
Though I have plenty of it.
Daddy.
What?
I've noticed you've been waning lately.
Waning? Well, how?
You had a lot on your plate. I'm trying to help.
How? You're going to bring the enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I form a party hat?
Sure.
I like to think you think really hard and all of a sudden...
Ah! You wear the hat of a party!
Yes!
It is a party indeed!
I mean, your energy really conveyed that.
The Flame Mother has returned, and our new friend, a new god, has joined us!
Quickly!
True god!
True god!
I mean, yeah.
Yes!
Quickly! You said your flame powers have returned?
Yes.
700 years they were gone.
Well, they were quite diminished.
Was it really scary when they all just burst on?
It was pretty exciting! We did burn down several homes by accident, but it was in revelry!
Uh-oh. Well, I guess, yeah.
Did anyone get hurt?
Some! But we have bombs!
Bombs?
Bombs!
Bombs!
Wait a minute.
Do you have a...
Zotions, and lotions potions?
Well, we come from the Zandesh provinces in the east.
East? What's in the east? We know not of this east.
Ah!
Yeah, we know the south.
The east is this direction,
as he points to the...
Can you tell us about it?
What's I would like? Love to tell you about it.
I love this guy.
People don't ask me about our homeland enough.
Really?
Come. You will join my procession.
Yay. Son, go over there and have some fun. Luga, you two, go join them.
I fucking fly out of that seat.
Gorpor.
Can I take a insight check on this guy?
Sure. I'm too stupid to insight.
I mean, I should really insight
him. He sounds like a fun time, so I'm going.
5.
Yep. You know, I guess before I send Luga out there.
Yeah. Luga? What about me?
You can handle yourself.
True.
23.
This guy is a good dude. He's like just a big, jolly, happy dragonborn.
Hell yeah.
All these dragonborn and kobolds, these like seem like very naive, happy, go lucky kind of people. They do have a lot of like legitimate dragonborn soldiers on these horses. So you can tell that there is sort of a sense of safety, even in this dangerous wasteland. This is like a pretty, it's kind of like a small army, really, kind of leading this procession.
All right, north. Luga, Gorpor, go have some fun.
You can see.
Tell me about the east.
The east is wonderful. It is a land of goblins, trolls, more dragonborn like myself. We have a great volcano we used to worship at.
Whoa. Is that where the dragonborns come from?
Many of us, yes.
Do you know Jenry?
I do not know this Jenry. Is he a dragonborn friend of yours?
He was the best dragonborn ever.
Oh no. Have you lost your friend? We can say prayers at the temple for his spirit.
Think that'll help him?
It can't hurt.
I guess you're right.
I mean, he was a red dragonborn, so.
Yeah, he was the same color.
You look and you can see Luga's doing cartwheels with a little, like, on fire note, like children. Just kind of doing little circles around the camp. Yeah, you guys can just give me perception checks, I guess, as you're kind of taking in this, like, big fiery parade.
12.
Nat 1.
Okay.
8.
Too much guys.
25.
Way too much.
All right, so, I think what's happening to you, unfortunately, Bleebly, is once people heard you were a god, there's a bunch of kobolds that sort of swarm you, and they're just looking up at you. One of them is the most buff kobold you have ever seen in your entire life. He's so buff, he can't put his arms all the way down. They're just kind of up.
Whoa. Back up, Tiny.
Whoa.
Take a step
hey. Hold on.
When you walk through a doorway, do you have to go sideways?
Sideways.
Oh. That seems like just a pain.
It is.
They should make bigger doorways for you.
That's what I've been saying.
See.
I'm Nold.
Nold? Bleebly.
Huh? Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Your draconic is really good.
Well, you know, I've been around Dragonborn my whole life, so.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Can you make an athletic check for me real quick?
It's going to crush your hand.
It's an 8.
Okay. So, Nold the Swolebald. He gets under your legs and picks you up, puts you on his shoulders. He's only 2 feet tall, so you're not that much higher off the ground.
Yep.
He's like,
come, we will do the parade together.
All right, let's
second
go.
Second God, second God.
Right one, as he's doing
God.
That,
I'm one, two, God.
Right as he does that, I'm just going to shoot both guns in the air as like a performance type of thing.
Give me a performance check.
This might freak them all out.
Wait till 16. I see my gun.
Yeah, it's awesome. You see everyone's cheering and freaking out. They're like, he makes flames from his hands! A cousin god! They're all very excited.
Oh god, we're building god relationships.
I love this.
With your very high perception check, Toluga, you can see that toward the back of this giant procession of, like, mostly, like, draconic species, there is a lot of these, like, kind of gray-skinned orcs that seem to be carrying... Like, I don't even know the word for it. It's almost like they're carrying like a big tent almost on their back. You can see like
Egyptian pharaoh style.
Very exactly. You can see that there's like these long silk curtains kind of covering this square like platform that they're carrying. With a very high perception check, you can vaguely see inside there is a very small orcish girl at the center sitting on a bunch of pillows being kind of brought toward.
A small girl?
There is a small girl. Not, you know, basket sized, but she is small in that sense. Yeah, and the orcs kind of look just a little nervous if anyone comes too close to this thing that they're carrying.
Hey,
but, yeah.
Hey, psst.
Who are you doing psst to?
My buddy with the turban.
Yes, I am Jakat.
Jakat. I forgot to put my notebook down.
It's okay.
Son, introduce yourself.
Jakat, Glebnor, very nice to meet you.
Glebnor, beautiful name.
Thank you. I got it from a meteor.
Wow.
He's the champion of our...
I'm their champion.
A fine champion, you look.
Yeah, yeah. What's the deal with that?
Too good to walk over here.
Oh, that son. Is, that is young there. Myra. She is a royal.
Oh, I'm young too.
You'll probably be the best of friends then. She is with the Black Sun Orcs. She's been plagued with visions, so she's going to see the diviners in Bad Cali.
What kind of visions? Can I pry? I'm prying.
You could pry.
What kind of visions?
I didn't want to dig into it too much. The orcs are a bit... scream about it, but you know, they're here, they're going to see the divination
college.
So you
guys aren't like fully together?
No, it is more like we were already going and they figured get in the procession.
Numbers.
It's a very fun parade.
I mean, you've roped us right in. Here we are.
Yes, but they were also going to Bad Cali. We believed that we would give them kind of a fun procession to go with them. They're usually kind of glum.
They're from the east as well?
Yes.
Okay.
The orc village is at the base of the volcano in Zendash.
Okay. Because you guys seem super fun, and they kind of seem like wet blankets.
Well, the visions are pretty scary, apparently, so it's kind of put a dour mood on their troop.
Night terrors, got it.
Yes. Terrible nights, I think the child has had.
Okay, all right. Child.
She is quite small, yes.
How child?
How child? Interesting question, Glebnor. In terms of years?
Yeah.
I would say eight.
Eight?
Oh, I can't wait till I'm eight.
You are so mature for your age. How old are you, my friend?
I'm two.
The Flame Mother works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
That's my son.
Would you like an introduction to the young mistress?
Yes.
I will broach it.
You can see he kind of leads you backward through the little crowd of these kind of like kobolds and these dragonborn and leads you up and is like,
orcs, please, I bring good tidings. This champion of a new god has come to make a friendship with you and your young ward.
Yeah. Our whole religion's about bringing peace and bringing people together. Glebnor Glekalak, plu-plu-pleen. A pleasure to make your acquaintance.
The orcs stop.
Am I seeing my son?
Yeah, I think with your
God,
base perception,
so proud.
You can see this is happening.
He's picking up after me.
They stop in the center of this kind of little parade. They lower this like, platform that they're carrying. And these curtains open. You can see there's a small gray-skinned orcish girl. She has long braided hair. She's covered in these like strange tattoos.
Ooh.
She's like, hi.
Hi.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
You are Glebnor?
I am. What's your name?
I'm Myra.
Myra. The pleasure's all Myron.
The goo was funny.
Yes. He's
come,
in.
You will join my tent.
Ooh.
Do I see him go in the tent?
Well, you see a little stair step goes down.
When they go to pick it up, it's significantly heavier. Yeah. Can they?
You see that all the orcs like...
Myra.
Yes.
Do you have to be in this curtain tent thing, or can you, like, be outside of it?
I suppose I could be outside it.
Let's give your guys a break. You can ride me. I love pack-muling people.
The orcish guards are, like, looking at each other nervously.
It is fine. It is fine. I've made a new friend.
She steps down the little steps.
Ride me, Myra.
And jumps onto this little platform. Her eyes go super wide.
Do I hold the bar?
Yup. How'd you know? So intuitive, this kid.
So, Glebnar, why are you going to Badkali?
Well, I guess my daddy needs to learn a whole bunch of stuff, so we're going to learn.
There are many schools there.
Yeah, and then we just found out about this fire god. That seems pretty cool.
Yes, the kobolds tell me that the Flame Mother has returned.
Flame Mother, that's her name, yeah. And what's your business in Badkali?
Oh, I'm going to the Divination College. I'm hoping they can help.
Cool, help with what?
I've been having very, very scary dreams.
That sounds terrible.
It's not good.
What about?
Taking melatonin doesn't help.
Ooh, that's really not good.
I know.
What is, what do they entail, if you don't mind me, if I'm not being too forward?
You can make a persuasion check with advantage.
Okay. I lean over to Andy. Look at my son go. My God, he takes it after his old man.
He's really good at letting people ride him. I'll give him
17?
I'll just tell you.
I'm going to extend my ear.
Gross.
That's just how I am.
So, I've been having these weird dreams about a day of black sun. The sun goes totally black, and the whole world is dark. It's kind of freaking everyone out. So, we figured we would check with the diviners to see if it's a bad news situation. Sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super bad.
I don't like it.
No.
No.
Only at night you have these dreams?
I mean, that's when I sleep, so yeah. If I take a day nap, though, totally.
Okay, anytime you're closing those peepers?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not good.
All right.
We're fire worshippers, we worship the sun and the flame, so it's bad if it goes black.
Myra.
Yeah?
We might have some information.
Oh, good. Are you from the Divination College?
No, but we've been really trucking, and we're having some problems with another guy.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with...
I look around.
Krizik.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, we love you even more now.
Okay. Well, anyways, have you heard of Bleebly?
No.
Here's a pamphlet.
Oh, wow.
This is all the stuff we've been through in, like, a real short amount of time.
This is a long pamphlet.
I know.
Oh, wow. If I wasn't already kind of, you know, worshiping a sun god, I would totally.
Listen,
yeah.
Hey, listen.
No, I get it.
You know what? Hey, check the pamphlet. We have something of all people.
Oh, I didn't flip it over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're totally cool.
That's great.
We don't even, like, we're not trying to convert people.
Good.
Live and let live, right?
That's kind of our whole thing, too.
Sick.
You know, people just like being warm in a cold night, so.
Yeah, for sure. I hate
being
cold. Worship
the flame. Makes sense, right?
Makes me all stiff.
Well, I'm pretty nervous about going to this college by myself.
I know.
I have my guards, but I don't know.
Well, I'm a champion. I can escort you.
Would you go with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I think we should bring my whole crew. My god over there, guy on the top of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
Covered
in
ash.
I like his ponytail.
So sick, right? Check the pamphlet.
It's on the pamphlet.
Yeah. It's part of the look. Oh. Anyways, he's like, nothing's getting past him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I think I can talk to my dad, who's the fisherman.
You see me, like, throwing my head around at my body's out the door, steering with my feet. Woo-wee!
Can you make a quick dexterity saving throw for me?
21.
Damn. As you're not super paying attention, you look up just in time to narrowly avoid hitting a large, what it looks like to be some kind of a fire giant who's walking along with the group.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Sorry, I got caught up in the celebration.
I got it. It's a big day.
My man, dap me up.
I got a big hand, so I'll try.
I don't care, man.
I don't think that's a god. I don't think that's a good idea.
Dap me up.
I don't think that's a good idea.
He puts his finger through the window of the cab.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Okay, so you're over there talking to little Myra, kind of doing well. Can I get a insider perception check from Teluga as you're talking to this very large fire giant?
It's a 25 insight.
Okay. Right off the bat, this guy rules.
I could tell.
He's this, like, he's about, like, a 30-foot tall giant. He has this, like burnt orange skin. He's wearing what looks to be sort of like a blacksmith outfit. And you can see that he is dragging in one hand 3 dead sandworms, much like you guys fought a few days ago.
Oh, we fought one of those.
Oh, really good. Yeah. I go for you guys.
Yeah.
I smashed them way too hard. Ruined all the bone.
Oh.
My boat.
Wait a minute.
Tell them about the bones you have.
How about Pete the front
bones?
Of the truck?
You mean the these the bones? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You cut his freaking head off. Put it back in the truck.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you know, I forgot that was up there.
Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah, I got all these bones. I don't know what to do with them.
Whoa, hold on.
He puts his hand on the front of the truck to stop it.
Those are quality bones. I smashed these idiots right up and ruined mine. I was hoping to make some cool weapons and get them blessed.
Well, you know what? Here you go.
Oh, no freaking way.
Consider it a gift from one religion to another.
What's your name?
I'm Taluga Plupoopli and Plop of the People Bapugol.
I'm Davo.
Davo? Man, I love you, Davo.
What up, bud?
What up?
I make weapons. Do you use weapons?
I use these and I start flexing. And this stick.
Sick stick!
Thanks!
Alright! What a good parade day! What do you want me to make you with your bones?
I don't know, whatever you're feeling.
I got lots of ideas!
You know what? I bet whatever you decide on will be perfect.
This is an axe with 2 sides!
That's amazing!
I know!
It's so much better than an axe with 1 side.
I got a whole plan for a sword with guess how many sides?
3?
Oh shit, I was gonna say 2, but 3's even better! Okay, alright, new friend on the round!
Woo!
Yeah, you can see Davo, a forge cleric to the Flame Mother. This giant fire giant is just dragging some corpses, and now a little satchel of bone with him.
Hell yeah, alright! Once we get in there, I'll get to work on some stuff for you, Taluk!
Oh, you gave me a nickname, too?
We're buds!
Hell yeah, Davo!
You can call me Dave for short!
Alright, Dave, you know the O. Is it like just 1 O or like 3?
It was 1, but you know...
All right,
shut
Dave.
That bad boy off, I'm Dave!
Hey, Dave! Tap me up again!
Okay, finger coming in! Woo!
God, this is great.
Love a parade day! Hope they got churros in back alley, because Dave-O's got a hunger that only a churro will solve!
Hold on, I think I might got something to help you there.
Okay! Is it also covered in cinnamon?
It could be. I whip out a fish taco. I try to find a big fish taco.
Yeah, that's pretty big, I guess.
Here you go. Try.
All right. Finger food, am I right?
I get it.
Okay, I get it.
That's a good one, Dave.
That feels good on the mouth.
You know, it's got that good mouth feel.
Good mouth feel.
That's my rule when it comes to cooking food.
I've been friggin' walking for days. My thighs are chafed. I can't wait to get to my collar.
Excuse you, thirsty?
I mean, I could go for a... I could wet my whistle.
How many gallons of water do you think you could drink in 1 go?
Oh, easily 10 to 30.
I created a... look up, say, ah. I'm going to dump some water in it.
Oh, that is refreshing!
I create and destroy water. I create water, 20 gallons.
Oh, yeah! Let me glug it down!
Just straight into his gut.
You can see over on Glebnor's back, Little Myra's like,
he's very loud. It makes our whispering seem kind of silly now if you think about it, because I don't think anyone could even hear us.
Yeah. Hey, orc guards.
Oh, yes?
Can I borrow Myra real quick?
Specify for what?
I'm just going to confer with my people about a little extra protection for you guys on your journey.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I'll come with you. Just make sure.
I'm going to zip.
Oh, shit.
Like 5 minutes later, he finally finds him.
Daddy!
The slime is fast.
Daddy!
Son, where are you?
Right here. Look out the window.
I look out the window. Oh!
Hey!
Oh, hold on. Let me slow down so you don't have to sprint.
Thanks, Daddy.
This is Davo!
Davo!
Hey!
Pleasure, I'm Glebnor!
That's my son!
That's your son!
That's my son!
Daddy, this is my new friend Myra!
Myra, nice to meet you!
Hello!
Myra,
hi.
This is Daddy!
Hi, Daddy! I mean, that sounds weird coming from me. Whoa, it's your dad, not my dad.
I mean, I'm always up for adoption!
No, I have parents, so okay. You don't have to do that. I talked to Glebnor and he said you guys would be cool to take me to the Divination College when we get into Bad Catley.
She needs help, Daddy.
Oh, hold on. Eärendir, take the wheel. I sit at the edge of the window. What do you mean, help?
Well, she's going to this college because she's having a little problem with something that we've heard about. And, yeah.
Which thing? I've heard about a lot of things that we have problems with.
The blacked out sun daddy.
Does that ring a bell to me?
It was on the thing, wasn't it?
What thing? It wasn't on the mural.
The mural?
No.
No. There? No?
No.
Wow.
Totally new scary prophecy. Don't worry.
Okay, well, never mind.
Would I have seen it when I went into Theo's mind?
Yeah, because that Black Goat Sun is familiar.
You can make like a history check if you'd like.
All right.
Wait, Theo would know about it? Perhaps?
Potentially. Theo's currently just riding on top of a little buff kobold.
Yeah.
That's
just shooting guns.
Yeah. You can see a little fire children doing cartwheels in a circle around Theo as he fires into the air for... All the kobolds are cheering.
Okay, children, back up. Let's take it easy.
They're definitely on fire. God. Yeah.
Oh my god, okay?
Pay attention to driving. Don't go off the road.
Alright.
I guess if I use the 5e cleric stuff, it would be like a dirty 20.
Snap.
The Day of Black Sun does not sound familiar. You've like gone through a lot of like, you know, in your clerical training, you've probably gone through fun prophecies and whatnot. It sounds new. It sounds scary. You don't like the sound of this. I think you would like your base insight. It's like cause for concern that this small child is having like
daddy. She needs help.
Apocalyptic dreams.
She's worried about going into the college.
Sure. Well, you know, everyone's first day at school is always a rough one.
Are you starting? Are you going there for school too?
Yeah, I got to learn a lot of stuff about a lot of old gods.
Oh well, we're going to the right place then. Bacchelli has lots of temples.
Cool. I'd love to help any friend of a son. My son, any son, I guess, I'm willing to help.
I told you.
She has like a little fist bump. And you can see...
Just, if you don't mind, I lean over. Do I see like the orc parental figure?
He just puts one hand on his weapon as you get a little too close to this child.
I lean over to you. Mind if I try a little magic to maybe ease some things?
Fine.
Okay. And I will try to, I don't know, cast protection from evil and good on her.
Yeah,
just maybe so she can like sleep and maybe not be horrified.
Give me a arcana check with advantage. You can use your wisdom modifier. How about that?
That's a 21.
Yeah, like this wave of holy energy kind of cascades over this small orcish girl.
I feel good. Thank you. I didn't know you were also a powerful cleric.
Yeah,
he's
no,
the plope.
I'm the plope of my religion.
We have Jakat. I don't think he has a title like Plope, but he's a very good leader of our religion.
Oh, no. Is he like this the one that's great. In direct contact with your god?
Hopefully. If all the rumors are true, our god is waiting for us in Bad Kali at the Fire Temple.
Oh, you don't like hang out with your god all the time? And like go on fun adventures?
Our religion's a little different.
Oh. I just assumed everybody had like a little crew with
them. No, we're like at the start of our god adventure.
Oh.
He's a pretty sweet god, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's always here.
Yeah.
Hey, Theo!
Watching over
I'm yelling into the speaker.
You mean?
Sure.
I'm just getting his attention.
He's over there riding this tiny-looking guy.
He's riding that small refrigerator over there.
It's actually not that big.
I am Nold! I am Swole!
He's just flexing while carrying.
Just all glamour.
Yeah, your buddy over here. I don't know. Are you buddies with these dragon people? Myra?
I mean, yeah, they've been kind of like leading us there. We live in harmony with the volcano. Yeah,
you guys all seem fun. Anyways, your little fridge friend over there is carrying our god.
Oh, you've met Nold.
Yeah,
he's so swole.
He's the strongest kobold I've ever seen.
Same. I mean, I don't think I've seen a bigger kobold than that.
He can bench two orcs.
That Whoa. Is a lot.
Yeah.
So our god Bleebly over there is like nothing for him.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look like he's struggling at all.
Nold!
Yes!
Bring over Bleebly!
It's kind of trucks over to you.
Is he running in pace with the truck? Like, what's going on?
Okay. He's a buff little guy.
Bleebly, we're helping her. Myra. Myra Bleebly.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
She's having prophecies. We're going to help.
Sure. It's fine.
See?
We're here to help people, so.
Told you.
And you can see, everyone give me just a quick perception check, if you wouldn't mind.
Dirty 20.
15.
12.
14.
Okay,
Theo, you notice at first, Jakad is like, "We're almost there, everyone! Slow, slow! Let us get a good look of the city!" He kind of pushes to the front of this little procession as everyone kind of comes to a stop. You're in this sort of like very barren sort of desert land. You're kind of like at the crest of this like large dune. You can look down and you can see there are kind of canyons leading into this massive, what appears to be like an empty desert. Can I get Arcana checks from the group?
8?
17.
Nat 20.
7.
Arendir, you attune to this spell first. As you're looking out at what appears to be an empty desert valley, you can sense that there is illusion magic. And you can peer through it with your elven eyes. And you can see that there is basically a massive wizard city in the center of this desert. Even from here, you can see towering stone walls surround this like metropolis, essentially. From up here, you can see that there are floating wizard towers that sort of circle above the city in this strange counterclockwise pattern. But the rest of your friends, they don't see anything yet. They're not able to see through this illusion magic.
I've heard many a legend of Bakali, but it's quite remarkable to see their magic at work.
What magic?
Open your eyes, my friends.
Oh, okay. And I activate my special eyes.
You can see as you guys are just staring at nothing for a minute, Jakad is like,
"Ah, yes, not everyone here knows of the great wonders of Bakali. It is, some call it the Mirage City."
He puts his hands in the air as this, like, strange blue flame ignites from his hands. He casts a spell on the entire crowd as all of your eyes glisten over and are awakened to the illusion of this massive city.
What the? Would my special eyes would have been able to see it, though?
I would say, actually, give me a religion check, right? With advantage.
15?
Okay. I think what you notice immediately is it seems that the magic protecting this city from prying eyes is specifically designed to make the city invisible to demons and devils. This like insane act of abjuration and illusion, clearly a intertwining of two magical schools, protects the city from the prying eyes of the Prince of the Red Waste and his companions.
Oh, neat.
It is neat!
Daddy, it's quite impressive. What? I'm gonna bring Myra back. Her people seem cagey.
Okay. Wait, before you go, where are we gonna meet her?
Myra.
Yes?
Back in your little cage.
Okay.
Whatever it's called.
Not a cage, thank you.
I don't know what it's called. It's weird.
Neither do I.
Oh, cool. All right. Hey, do you like toys?
I love toys.
Play with this. Give her my little blue soldier.
Oh.
See? He's so cool, he's even got action figures.
Wow. I'll have to talk to Jakad. We should get our own action figures of the Flame Mother.
Right? All right, I'll be right back. I gotta go talk to my dad real quick.
Okay.
Yes, Daddy?
Where are we gonna meet up with her?
I'll be right back.
I think she mentioned something about going to a
school. Divination College.
Yeah, but like, do we want to meet with her there or before?
Myra!
Yeah?
Are you heading right to the college?
I think we have to check in at the big gate, but after that, yeah.
Okay. So we all got to check in? Everybody got to check in?
Yeah, unfortunately.
We can't just, like, breeze right through?
They're pretty... They do... What I'm told, at least, is they make sure that no bad people can get into the city.
Define bad.
I'm 8, so I can't.
Man, okay, good. Yeah, I got the same problem. Mm. Except you're much older than me.
Yeah, I'm like an old lady compared to you, right?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay, I'm going to get back in my cage.
No, you're a little silk shack.
She runs up the steps of this little thing as the orcs pick her back up.
Much lighter without me.
Yeah.
Right?
Can I get a perception check from the group?
Dirty 20.
11.
12.
22.
Okay.
As
everyone is sort of getting ready to go through these canyon roads that lead into this massive city, on top of the truck, Theo, you look behind you and you can see something coming behind you. It almost looks like a wall moving forward toward the procession. And Taluga, you look back and this wall that is cascading towards all of these people is a Bonami.
Not a Bonami!
There is a wall 40 feet high of bone crabs moving at unnatural speeds through the desert on a
crash course with your new friends, the fire worshippers.
I thought they just moved out. I thought...
Myra!
Yeah? You said they just moved out.
I'll handle this. I'm zipping over to Myra. I'm going to tell her and her orc guards to get in the back of the truck. Oh. Just trust me on this one.
I warned Jakar.
I know we just met, but look behind you.
Jakar, there's a Bonami!
Oh, no!
Do they just want to move back in? I don't
know.
I don't understand what the problem is.
They broke the lease. And I squelch out the gun.
You can see that as the orcs run with, like, they have like a little like
how are they gonna fit everyone in? We got two cars.
They kind of pile into the back of the truck. You can see that all the dragonborn on horses are starting to like coordinate and yell to the crowd as like what was a very happy parade. These people are now booking it through the canyon, trying to make it to Bagkali before this wave can hit. And we will find out if that happens next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.